Among the 150,000 U.S. troops spending this holiday season in Iraq, the staff of the 31st Combat Support Hospital. They're based in Baghdad's Green Zone, one of the places Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise visit to today. Over the past year, the 31st has handled U.S. military casualties from central Iraq, where the fighting has been heaviest. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, holiday cheer is hard to find with the 31st.
Despite the tinsel and the plastic Christmas trees that adorn the 31st Combat Support Hospital in Baghdad, it's just another day for the hospital staff who work here. Doctors and nurses huddle around a naked soldier lying on a gurney in the emergency room. His neck is in a bloodied brace after a piece of shrapnel embedded itself there. But he's lucid and talkative.
I'm not sure whether it's an IED or an RPG, but it hit my truck. I can't remember a whole lot about it. I noticed that all of a sudden there was a ringing. I couldn't move any part of my body and everything slowly started to fade back in. I know I started to holler for a medic. My gunner said the LT was dead. I saw a lot of his blood and stuff on the windshield.
The medical staff don't tell him, but his lieutenant's corpse is being zipped into a black body bag in the next room. The 31st is headed home in a few days after a grueling year-long tour. Specialist Roland Zillick is a 26-year-old medic from Tampa, Florida. He's just treated the wounded soldier, and he knows that the day will probably bring more.
I try not to think about it, honestly. Out of everything that we've done and seen and all that, I'm just ready to go home, to be honest with you. I don't really know how to explain it. It's pretty bad over here. We see a lot of bad stuff. But to get through it, you kind of just, for me, I don't think about it. Just go on to the next day.
49-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Greg Kidwell from Clarksville, Tennessee, used to work in a burn center, so he knows what terrible injuries look like. But he speaks of being haunted by some of the things he's seen here. Recently, he lost a soldier in the emergency room.
So I noticed some cards below him. On the ground, there were casualty cards he prospectively filled out. And he had his family members named on there, his hometown, which is real close to my hometown of Clarksville. And it was just very touched me at that moment because, you know, I knew about them and they didn't know about him or me. So that was real hard.
Kidwell has his own way of dealing with what he experiences here.
The only thing you can give those people is your pain. It doesn't turn anything around. And so you can put up a wall and not feel it, and you can get along. But, you know, that's all I can give them, so I let it hurt me.
After a year of dealing with the wounded, the dying, and the dead, Kidwell, once a supporter of the war, says he doesn't know what the U.S. is doing in Iraq anymore.
So it doesn't seem, from my perspective, it's gotten better. And it seems, from my perspective, it's gotten worse.
Under circumstances like these, it's hard to keep up the Christmas spirit.
Well, this is the little nurse's station. We've got lights up in the ceiling, Christmas lights. We've got...
The hospital has organized a Christmas decoration contest. Head nurse Major Margie Johnson is from Fort Stewart, Georgia. Her ward won. She's been handing out donated Christmas gifts to those who've been wounded.
It is an effort to feel the reason for the season right now, because we're still in a very high-paced place of mortars and rockets. And, you know, it's hard to see, you know, Christmas in a desert with palm trees and mortars and rockets. But, you know, it's we're making the best of it, and so are our troops.
Down the hall from Major Johnson's ward, there are no Christmas decorations, though. This is where Iraqi detainees are treated. An MP guards a wounded insurgent who is strapped to a bed. The 31st Combat Support Hospital must treat Iraqis like these, who may have caused the wounds of the American soldiers they also treat. Daoud Agbera is the military's only Muslim chaplain in Iraq. He's from Ghana in West Africa, but speaks fluent Arabic. He says his job is to provide comfort to anyone who needs it. Today, he's talking to the insurgent suspect.
Some of them have left this hospital remorseful because for the first time, they have come to know who an American is. Outside there, they only see Americans from far. All they see are the killers. They don't get to talk to our soldiers to know these are ordinary human beings like them.
The chaplain doesn't celebrate Christmas, of course, but he says moments of grace can be found at unexpected times and in unexpected places. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.